Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about having a mixture of immigrants is healthy for your construction company. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. United States is a place that has people coming from all walks of life. They come to this place to have a decent life. It is probably the only country in the entire world which has people coming from different countries to make their dreams come true. On an annual basis, U.S. is seeing an increase in influx of immigrants. Some skilled, some semi-skilled, and some unskilled labor constitute the total population of immigrants in this country. And strangely, they all are able to find a job for themselves. It seems that the construction industry also has a healthy strength of immigrant workers. Since this industry does not need a lot of skilled labor, therefore it does well with the semi-skilled workforce. The only criteria that the construction company have for them is that they should be hardworking and should give their 100% to their job. Like any job, you should give 100%. Now, how the construction companies benefit when they employ immigrants in their company. There is a scarcity of labor, as many consider this part of the job to be precious, and hence you will find Americans holding the top position where the job is to give instruction to the labor and also supervise their work. In case things are not going per plan, the supervisor will be taken to the task. But it is not the labor workforce is only occupied by immigrants. You will also find Americans in this club of being laborers. Usually, construction companies are the opinion that just hiring immigrants as workers can be a bit problematic, as they want to give equal opportunity to all, and therefore feel it is healthy to have a mixture of employees constituting their workforce. Number one, immigrants are paid less as compared to American counterparts. It has now become an open secret that immigrants are paid less than what the companies have to pay to the Americans. This becomes highly costly effective for the company, especially during times of turbulence. The construction market is not only flourishing, there are times when things are to take a bad shape for overall sector. This is when the construction company continues doing business by paying less to the immigrants. Having said so, this does not imply that they expose themselves to the core. They are provided with all other facilities that are given to the resident, but are cut short on wages parts. The company in this way is able to save a lot for the hard times. And lastly, immigrants are ready to work beyond working hours. Very good workers. Not every person in the United States are ready to work beyond his or her working hours. Though they are paid extra for working after their shift, people are still lucky to do so. However, immigrants in this case are more than happy to work and earn some extra money. They are probably without their families, and they are here with the sole purpose to earning more money. You know, again, a lot of their countries, they don't get paid well, and they want to come here to make a great living and pass on their money to their family. Anything earned in addition to wages is an incentive. Through the government has now made visas rules quite stringent, and the construction companies are finding it hard to employ more immigrants. It needs to be seen how things will be shaped up after a few years. Again, you know, they are some of the hardest workers out there. You know, give them a chance to make a great living. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jangle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.